Proclamation number 6128 of 7th of December, 1954. Preaching the gospel to those who need spiritual consolation and to souls in the hereafter. Wherever you meet people who need spiritual consolation, there you should exercise your ministry. Bring them my gospel, and they will gratefully accept it as soon as you lovingly offer it to them. But how will it become apparent to you that they need spiritual comfort? If you recognize from their speeches that they are desperate because they lack faith. If they ask bitterly or despondently, why all this? If they do not know the purpose of their life on earth, if they do not find joy in the world and are unhappy due to all kinds of strokes of fate, then lovingly point out to them that they have a Father in heaven whose love also applies to them and to whom they should turn in their hearts so that they may find peace and help in their adversity. Just make them acquainted with the God of love. For the awareness of not being alone and abandoned will comfort them and also motivate them to entrust themselves to the one who loves them, and a turnaround can occur in their earthly life. The spiritual path can be taken which also leads to the aim. Love must be preached to people. They must know that they are loved by their Creator and Father from eternity and that they should equally love all creatures which came forth from the same Father, their brothers on earth. And if you impart this knowledge to them, then you proclaim my gospel to them, then you work for me and my kingdom, then you take care of those who need help in their spiritual hardship. And you should make an effort to live a life of love yourselves so that your words are alive, so that your fellow human beings can take you as an example. You must not forget for a minute that you are my children after all, that you came forth from love and therefore your nature must also be love if you want to count yourselves as my own, if you want to be true representatives of my teaching of love. Then your fellow human being's spiritual hardship will also be apparent to you, it will touch you and prompt you to help, and you will be happy to be allowed to bring him my word. For I will bring people to you who are in need of spiritual comfort, and I will bless you if you are willing to carry out your missionary work for them. And if you succeed in bringing just one soul to me, you will already have done a blessed work for me and my kingdom. But don't grow weary, be diligent servants in my vineyard, for people are in great need, they require much love and encouragement and your guidance in order to come to peace and in with me. Amen.